truck beds and utility trailers for every type of job, and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products. Visit them online at hjtrailersales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studios.
Fool me once. Shame on... Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right. 8:06 on this Wednesday, August 19th. Morning Mayhem fully assembled. I'm David Basil. That's Roger Scott. Justin Moore out in Poland on Moore Mountain. Kristen Weaver producing. Going to visit with Pat Bradley at 8:30. Got to play a little match game here this half hour. Brought to you by Roller Funeral at Home and Renata Jenkins Byler. Got Joe Nichols coming up at 9.
Okay.
Somebody was saying, too, you know, on the video board, I've been saying, hey, they need to get D-Mac and Daly and someone.
I agree.
Yeah, you know, and, yes. Yeah, so, man, everybody does it at the big stadiums. That's who you want to look up and get fired up. See, they do it at LSU. And then somebody said, what about having Justin and Joe do something? You got two of the most prominent, you know, Tracy Lawrence. I saw you where you did Tracy Lawrence's
that'd be cool.
A podcast. Just anything that shows national people that, hey, you know, that's one of the national guys. He's you know, stand up, let's
you're
go.
Call to, you don't have to beg any one of those guys to do a video.
I know.
Would do it all.
Yeah.
It's your, listen, I mean, we need classics like this up on that board.
Has anybody ever worked with you with Lawn Chain?
Oh, Lord, no. I'm 40.
That's what I want. That's what I want.
Oh, man.
This guy, we played the
chicken. What did I get, Justin? Oh, your volume's a little.
You don't remember what the... You don't remember what the movie...
That guy right there. That's a guy.
I'm there.
He doesn't need to be told, hey, would you mind doing this? No.
We've got some messages here I want to read. A couple things. So, two, I was in Hot Springs yesterday, Roger. Do want to give a shout-out to Brent Atkins, Franklin Bass, Don Gooch, Deanne Richard. They all met with us.
Was Gooch singing?
He did not. But Jeff Hildebrand and Molly Harrell, we were all meeting at the Brules for the Brules Award over at Oakland. So thanks to those folks, and thanks to the city of Hot Springs for their support of the Brules Award. Also, I'm going back tonight. Jessica has her board meeting over there at Oakland, the Arkansas Community Foundation. So that's cool. So back to back days in your hometown, Roger.
Back to back and belly to belly. I'll be there Monday tomorrow night.
Was over there Monday, too, as well? What was I doing Monday?
Is it Monday, too, or Monday also?
What was I doing?
Justin, well, you were in Poland.
Oh, yeah, I went to Poland Monday night. Yeah, I sure did. Hung out with
him. That's right.
Roger, I almost looked at Kate and Justin and go, hey, it's 11 o'clock. I'm just going to spend the night.
I don't know why you did.
He did show up at the front door with a sleeping bag. I didn't know what that was all about.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Also, too, funny. I think, you know, on this whole band talk, Roger,
yeah.
I think I do every week this year, I do want to recognize some bands, some high school bands, and maybe some cheerleaders that are doing it.
Well, they better start sending stuff in.
Yeah, I think I'm going to make some posts today, this week on social
send
media
it
to
in.
Go, hey, listen, if you've got a band that's doing great things, yeah. Send us a clip of some of their work. Yeah. So, a matter of fact, I gave that clip to Christian.
I have it.
Of Cabot. Let me hear that real quick, and let's see. I'm going to find out what grade this is. This is, you know, Drew Glover sent this from Natural State Wholesale. I think it was his daughter that's in the band. Let me look here while you're playing that.
While you're playing,
so she started
it,
the 10th grade this year and made the drum line for Cabot. Go ahead and just play. Oh, cool. This is off of a video. Let's see how good the quality is. See, this is me warming up. I think, yeah, let's go. Let's go.
That's high school.
See, that's tribal.
Yeah.
Roger, that's tribal. Let's go. It's like you're marching into war, man. Let's go.
Here's the problem nowadays, Baz.
What?
We wouldn't have players going, let's go, because they've all got noise-canceling headphones on.
True.
True. Well, I mean, really.
I know, yeah.
Think about it.
You know when I see players walk through the... fans, I wish Coach
Hog walk.
I wish Coach would say, get your headset off. Get it,
I agree
it off.
With
take
that. I actually agree with that. And that's been that's been for my entire life that I remember.
Yeah, I know.
At least the last couple years or couple decades rather. I know what you mean. It just It's the optics of it are not good.
You can't acknowledge your fans. Come on, man. You look 60 seconds. You're walking.
You look disinterested. Yeah.
It comes across
as rude.
I don't like it.
I agree.
Yeah. My buddy Stephen Thomas said maybe a combo. Talking about the music that you play, you know, you go country, but you also have some, I mean, it's a mix. You can do some hip-hop stuff. You can do some rock and roll. You can do a little bit of everything.
Well, but the ones that we mentioned, the Hog Wild and the Arkansas by Stapleton, those are, to me, no-brainers because of what they are, their names.
And I do think, too.
Listen, we've got some of this stuff right here.
Yeah.
Where is it? We're right here.
Sue it.
You know, or some of this.
Yes.
Some of this. Uh-huh. I think this is Michael Shipp.
I don't think that's going to make it.
I think anything with Arkansas ties, regardless of the genre, I only mentioned country earlier because the song is Hog Wild and Stapleton is Arkansas. But, and then when you look at the other big songs outside of Enter Sandman, which I think is the most overrated song of all time. I cannot stand that song, but that's beside the point.
It works for the entry. It works for, I mean, I don't know about the
song. Yeah, it does, but, I don't know. That's neither here nor there, but, it could be any genre, but I would say in country because, let's be honest, Arkansas is country. And,
gotcha.
You know, Baton Rouge, that's country song. What's the other ones we mentioned? Alabama uses Dixieland a lot by the band Alabama. I don't know. I can't remember the other ones we mentioned.
What's South Carolina play? The one that, Christian, what are they, South Carolina? It's the,
couldn't tell you.
Oh, you know.
Oh, West Virginia Country Roads. That's the other one I was trying to think of.
That's a good one.
Anyway, go ahead. I don't know South. I didn't know South Carolina played anything.
They do. They have the crescendo. Elvis uses it, Roger. What is the.
Odyssey. Whatever.
Zapruder.
Yeah.
Odyssey Zapruder or something.
Zapruder film?
What?
Are you talking about 2001?
2001. Space
yes,
Odyssey.
That's it. I don't know. Where are you coming up with that other word from?
I don't know the Zapruder thing.
Zapruder film.
Yeah, but.
Yes. This just in. Muskie Harris is texting and says, last night. Former SEC official Matt Moore passed away, and I knew him. Good dude. He was an official. I didn't know he was sick. Man, that's he's young. He's probably, I think, late 50s, early 60s. So that's a really sad deal. Apparently, he went to Little Rock Central. I didn't realize that, but yeah, thanks for sharing that, Muskie. And I hate that for the family. He was a good dude. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Someone said that War Pig Post Malone tribute to Ozzy Osbourne. Yeah, we are playing that. We have been playing that War Pig. You know what War Pig is, Justin?
If you play it, I will, yeah.
Yeah. That's it works. It's Ozzy. But they call it War Pig, which, you know, it fits. I don't know if he says War Pig in the actual song.
Yeah, that's the thing.
This is it, Raj?
Yeah. Has a decent intro.
It cranks up, though. This is a slow beginning, Raj.
I like Ozzy, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, that to me almost would be cool before the start of the fourth quarter.
To get everybody fired.
You know what I mean? We're in the middle of a big defensive possession, for example, or something. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Does that make sense?
I do, and I think that if you set a tradition, fans know that's coming. But here's what South Carolina, somebody said this. South Carolina also does, this is what I missed. Now, Christian, I'm disappointed because you're young that you didn't get this.
Yeah.
A Sandstorm. Sandstorm by Darude.
A Darude Sandstorm?
Yeah, they do. You know what that one is, Justin?
Not off the name.
Christian, would you play? Yeah, you'll recognize it, but people go crazy.
It's like the most generic EDM song of all time.
Yeah, but they've endorsed.
Generic what?
They've
type
EDM.
Song? Oh, gotcha. EDM.
They've embraced it.
Wait till it kicks in.
You recognize it, Roger? Mm-hmm. Here you go. It's like, what kind of dancing is this called?
It's EDM.
EDM.
Electric dance.
Electronic dance. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! No, no, no! That's cringeworthy.
They play the crap out of this, and the place goes crazy. When, especially when it kicks in right here.
Well, that says more about them than it does us.
The kids know it, I guess. That's what I guess.
I mean, this is an old song.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Who's this? thanks, Joe.
Someone says the most hype marching band song is right above it by Lil Wayne. Christian, I go to you on that. I don't
know. It's a good song.
Boy.
Buccaneer Boys says Cabot's band is legit.
First of all, you can't call in as Buccaneer Boy and say that. You get, come on.
EDM is some of the best music ever made. That's from the 501.
I like EDM. I ain't got nothing.
Somebody says that's techno, not EDM.
Yeah.
Yeah, that probably is techno.
Somebody says crank up, shook me all night long as loud as you can to get me to start the fourth quarter. You can go. Let me tell you,
ACDC.
Listen, I've been to Mississippi State. No, nobody does it better, I think, that incorporates music, like just picks out great songs that everybody starts moving. I'm telling you, Rogers, like you and I talked about, we went to the PBR a few years back.
Oh yeah,
in there and every song is a classic.
It's rock.
Tempo. Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's a classic.
Tribal. Yeah. How about some of this?
To be fair.
Yeah,
come on. It's tribal.
What were you saying, Jesse?
To be fair, I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot to get about 25,000 people riled up in Mississippi State, since that's about what the place holds.
Yeah, I'm just saying, though, of watching them, again, I've been there probably 10 times. They do a good job of using music. You would think that, you know, maybe Mississippi State wouldn't be the best, that there'd be other schools that would. Of course, you know, you look at Florida, what they've, and you know, we've talked about this before, they've incorporated that Tom Petty song that they never played it until he died, and then all of a sudden, third quarter.
Is that right?
That they never played it until he died.
I never back down.
Yeah, never back down. Won't back down. They turn off the lights. Everybody gets, and the whole crowd, the whole 80,000 people sing. All of them sing it. It is powerful. And again,
I'm sorry. Like that is consistency. So the fans know that it's coming at X time.
That's right. I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think we all agree. I take that back. I think most of us may agree. I take that back. Don't know where Hey Jude would
ever be. I'd go ahead and take that one back, too.
I mean, it's not an upbeat. I mean, so obviously, because of what we know, and I don't care what they do, it's okay with me, but I still have the right to be able to go, that song just does not belong in anything.
Well, they should know.
Listen, if you want to sing, hey, you know, Country Roads, that's a cool song to sing to. It's a great song. Nobody's singing Hey Jude. I don't know.
You know how it came to be. It was a joke.
Well, we do know that now.
Be taken out.
Before we knew it was a joke, it was not.
No,
something.
Somebody should have got in there and go, this doesn't work.
But we're talking about PBR. Obviously, you know what that's going on. Justin, you don't come out with for the ones that didn't make it back or your military song. That's not the one you open with. JR didn't come out and go, come on, everybody.
Yeah, you want energy and juice.
No, it's all about energy. I mean, and that's what the thing is.
So. I'm going to say something that might be slightly controversial. I don't think AC/DC and like Europe, the Final Countdown or anything is getting people hyped up anymore.
Yeah, I don't think.
I don't think it is.
I don't think Final Countdown. I think there's
100% on Enter the Sandman.
Songs you can use.
Listen, I'm listening to Gene Watson. So, I mean, people could say, Roger, you have no idea what you're talking about.
And the only thing I would say with like an AC/DC song, which I think they're fine. I think if you've got filler, you've got, you know, 5 or 6 timeouts, you got 20 minutes. So I don't think it's okay to play just as background for 15, 20 seconds or fade to another song. Just when you're hearing those great songs. Yeah. It doesn't have to be the whole thing.
Nah.
But I just think incorporating songs that where you're tapping your foot, you're getting fired up, you're enjoying it, you're engaged.
How about, and maybe they have already done this, I don't know. But, we're having this overall conversation, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, based on the fact that Coach has kind of got his hands all over everything, which I love. I think he understands that, you know, even things as what maybe some coaches would deem as small as the atmosphere at the games, important. So I love that.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Do you know, Christian, who actually chooses the songs best? Do you have any idea?
They've got a guy.
That's what I was wondering. That's where I meant to go with that point. I'm sorry, Baz. I'm a little off. But go hire like a young
Justin. They got it.
DJ.
They've got a guy.
They just won't let him do anything.
They probably won't let him choose some songs.
No, I'm telling you. This is what he's chosen, and they don't give him any input.
Well, they need
to hire
a guy from a strip joint.
Is he 70?
Exactly.
No, he's a guy that I think is in his late 30s.
And I'm not trying to choose
a 25-year-old.
I have nothing against him, but you know, the problem is... if you
go
just,
ahead and tell him. Yeah, you do.
If you just give the guy and go do it, and you don't give any feedback, I'm telling you, they haven't been paying attention. They don't go to other stadiums. They don't look to see what anybody else is doing. They don't ask anybody's opinion. And that's why we've been average or below average in our atmosphere. And it's not just the lights. The lights can work. I'm just saying, we can do better with song selection, band interaction, whatever, because I've seen it.
Because we suck!
I go to every SEC stadium every year. Been doing it for 15 years, and I've seen it. We can be better. And nothing is not a bad guy. Just say, we got to do better. Why don't you get 10 people together of different ages, you know, students, and come up with some new stuff. Let coach hear it. Let the players hear it. You know, all of them, what's going to get you going crazy when you hear it? So I think it just takes more than one person.
You can play Hey Jude every quarter if the team's winning.
there's a DJ that's involved in country music. He's from somewhere in Arkansas. I forget his name now. But he's been on, like, massive tours with Jason Aldean and, like, all these big country artists that – kind of have that vibe, the track vibe, you know, like the hip hop kind of influence.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he would do it for free.
Yeah.
I mean, not at the games. I'm saying he would be able to help and be like, do this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
I'm not trying to like offend whoever's in charge of it now, but step it up, pal.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Step it up.
I'm just glad that he has said. Ryan Silverfield has expressed, I want to leave and look. I want to make sure we've got good songs playing because it makes a difference for our players and our fans.
Absolutely.
Who plays? Is it the same guy that chooses music for basketball?
I don't think it's the same guy for basketball.
Okay, because I think basketball has like actual rap songs and all kinds of stuff.
It's a different guy.
That's a good point, Christian. I was going to say.
They're better.
How about play to an extent if you can, you know. Play whatever the players want.
Exactly.
I don't care. Just if it's going to jack them up, then do that.
Yeah. Well,
they're not getting jacked up to AC/DC. I'm telling you that.
I don't know why we don't play more Willie Nelson.
Chuck Berry. Let's go. Ryan, what you got for us before we go to break?
Hey, y'all are real close to figuring it out, but I'm a 25-year season ticket holder, and I'm going to tell you right now what the biggest problem is.
Okay.
You could play Old MacDonald Had a Farm. But if you fill every dead timeout period with honoring the people from the National Honor Society.
That's a problem, too.
Have the loud guy with the microphone.
Yeah.
What they're doing now? I'm not.
Well, he's talking about timeouts now. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to recognize 3-3.
Nobody's paying attention at all.
They do that every dead timeout.
There's
no music or nothing. They're honoring somebody from the 50s or whatever, and it's just an atmosphere killer.
That's a
great point. Also, here's an idea. Put a damn good product on the field.
Yeah, that would make it.
I understand your point of it's not all on the players, but you know what?
Yeah,
a lot of it is. Go make a play.
Yeah,
I know. Go make a play!
mark the tape, please, Christian. All right, we're going to come back. We're visiting with Pat Bradley and play a little match game. Don't go away, 8:30.
In a world that keeps on pushing me around, but I'll stand my ground.
Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things lake.
This Texas Sports Center.
Arkansas returned to fall camp yesterday after having the day off on Monday thanks to the start of the fall semester. After practice, tight ends coach Morgan Turner spoke to the media about how he feels about the tight end room.
As a whole, I really like the room. Again, it's a room like this year. They all get along. They're working together. They're rooting for each other. They're all pushing for the same goal and helping each other out, which anytime you have that kind of environment, they're going to reach what they can reach. They're going to reach their peak, and they're holding each other accountable and to the standards we want. So it's been fun so far.
The Hogs practice again this morning. Afterwards, running backs coach David Johnson will speak to the media. Stay tuned to The Buzz as we'll have sound from that throughout the day. I'm Christian Weaver with The Buzz Radio Network.
Benihana special, $5, your choice, sushi rolls and chicken fried rice, $5. Come see us at Benihana Bar Monday through Wednesday, lunch and dinner.
Very hot Wednesday with heat index values exceeding 110 and air temperatures even maybe breaking some records into the afternoon. There's a chance for a few showers and storms as a cool front pushes through, especially overnight and into Thursday. By Thursday, our highs will be in the upper 90s to maybe low triple digits after that cool front comes through. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm Arkansas Storm Team Meteorologist Jenna Warner.
Hey, it's David Bowser for my good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool and Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool and Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool and Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool and Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer, they are the best. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting SaracenResort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Washita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
If that don't do something,
I agree.
I mean, I don't know what it does.
They use this thing, right?
I think they have, surely, right?
I don't know if it's a regular occurrence, but they use it.
That should be. I mean, you don't even have to understand the words.
Yeah, it's rocking. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, it's got it's verb. So I just borrowed from Talladega Night. It rhymes. And it's 8:30 on a Wednesday. It's hump day. Morning Mayhem, Roger Scott, David Basil, Christian Weaver, and on the line from Pullman, Arkansas, Justin Coldmore. Is that PB?
Is the PB.
RPB?
RPB. The Pat Bradley is on the line.
Well, you got to... What day? I don't know if it has his opening.
I got it.
He's the all-time leader in three-pointers made in Arkansas. Weird. He once did a draft workout with the Boston Celtics. And now he works at the SEC Network. He's, of course, Pat Bradley. He's brought to you by Cabot Outdoors, selling, servicing, and providing a wide range of lawn and yard equipment. Your Hustler Zero turn mower and steel equipment dealer. Go to CabotOutdoors.com. And Bath Fitter, your local expert in custom bath and shower solutions. Whether you're looking to upgrade your bathtub, install a new shower, or make your bathroom more accessible, they're here to help. Go to BathFitter.com. Now, let's get to the shootout.
Yeah!
What's up, PB?
Hey, what do we say, boys? How we doing, boys? How we doing?
Doing great. It's going to be 106 here today, Pat. 106. That's not without. That's without the heat index.
Yes, it's about time. That's what I've been waiting for, my fellas.
Justin Moore loves the heat over in Poland, Pat.
Love it, buddy.
Pat, do you get excited about football? You know, you're a basketball guy, but you used to play football in high school, right? Ran the option.
What?
I think we spend a lot of time. We're sports guys. We've got to get into this thing, and we're sports guys. You love hoops. You're not just a football guy. Cat Daddy and Justin Moore just don't make hit records. These guys are well cultured. That's what we got to look
forward to. Who is the greatest basketball player that was good enough that played high school ball or maybe college ball or could have played college ball just as easily?
Allen Iverson could have been a first team NFL quarterback.
I heard
he watched some of his highlights.
Yeah,
Charlie Ward,
Randy Moss.
Randy Moss could have. Yeah,
was supposed Randy to be Moss. A stupid good basketball player.
For sure.
Look, he was good. Randy was good. Of course, Randy's both 6'4", 6'5". Great athlete,
extremely
fast.
Did LeBron play high school football too? I think he did, didn't he?
He was a wide receiver.
Even at Arkansas, you had Matt Jones do it. You had Marcus Monk.
Yeah. There was a guy way before
Brandon Davenport.
Jodie Davenport.
That's right. Yeah, that's Davenport. Right.
Christian, what you're saying?
You know who?
I said Brandon Mitchell also played both, I believe.
There was a guy,
He played a little bit.
There was a guy that
before
Pat's time, Roger. I don't know. Pat won't remember him. Remember there was a guy that was like 6'6", was a defensive lineman for the Razorbacks, played with me in the 80s. He played basketball. He wasn't that great, but he was a heck of an athlete. I mean, he looked the
part. What his name is?
6'6", 1037. Help me out.
What's his name?
Who was the defensive lineman for the Razorbacks? He was thin. But he played basketball too. this is a true story. Hey, that you know, you remember the hand pads? You used to have hand pads. Mm-hmm. If you know, it would cover.
Yeah.
Well, somebody said he did Alan R. On the it would help him line up when somebody would say right or left. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't remember, but somebody used to say.
Well, I'll tell you this, guys. I'll tell you this. Coach Nolan Richardson signed a contract with three different professional leagues.
Yeah.
Football.
Yeah. That's a great point. That's a great. Didn't he try for the Chargers or something?
It might have been the Chaparrals at that point. There was a lot of local, like in that area, the Dallas Chaparrals. I know like Andy Stoglin tried out for them. And those are the days where if you weren't a great athlete, remember Dave Winfield, the great baseball player for the Yankees?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it makes sense.
He was an absolute beast.
Yeah, it makes sense. If you're a great athlete, you know, why couldn't you? You know, but you're right, Roger. The only guy, we talk about Bo Jackson. You know, Bo Jackson, the only thing he didn't do was basketball. But what's his face? What do you
mention?
Charlie Ward from Florida State. He's the only guy, right, that played NBA. He didn't play NFL, but he was a Heisman Trophy winner. Yeah. He was a Heisman.
He won the Heisman, right?
Yeah, that's pretty remarkable. Yeah. I don't think anybody else has done that or come close to
it. But I repeat, the guy you're looking for. What his name is?
Wow.
What is that dude that? Who is that dude that?
What his name is? I want to know what his name is.
I'm mad that I can't think of what it is. Pat, hey,
what did you guys used to call him? Rombo?
I'm going to find out here real quick.
Yeah, you used to call him Rombo?
Pat, will you help us play a little match game?
Will you, Pistol?
Love Match Game.
It's time to play the Match Game. Brought to you by Roller Funeral Homes, serving Arkansas for over 150 years with 24 locations, with respectable options for every budget. Visit rollerfuneralhomes.com. Now, let's see what wacky answers the guys come up with.
All right, 661-1037. Thanks to Renata Jenkins Byler, the owner of Roller Funeral Homes.
She'll be one that I look forward to seeing because of the Touchdown Club.
That's right. Somebody said John Elway or Deion Sanders. I don't know if Deion played basketball.
Brannon. Somebody said Robert Brannon.
That's it. Robert Brannon. He's like 6'7". Okay. He was the first guy to my knowledge. Joe Klein could have played football.
Joe, could you?
He could have been a really good O-lineman.
That or tight end. No, you mean
tight end, yeah.
Unstoppable.
Yeah, because he had a head on.
Oh, somebody said Houston did play basketball and football.
Athlete, all-around athlete. Well, all three of you guys. I don't know about Christian. I don't see him out there. But
all three?
Yes.
One of these don't belong.
You play basketball. You're an excellent golfer. I played
in high school. These guys played legit ball.
But you have athletic ability.
He does have athletic ability.
Damn right he does.
661-1037. What are we playing for, Christian?
We got Trav tickets.
No way! I'm telling you right now.
It's the only answer we have is Trav tickets.
Well, the thing is that... Do we not give any of them to the point to give away?
Well, the Travs are not playing well right now. I think they're in last place right now. But
we got pack.
It's a fun time.
We got a four.
It's a fun time.
Forget about it. You heard what Craig said.
It's a great park.
It really is.
It's fun to go out there. Now it's going to be 147.
I think we've got to.
He was calling for something.
You got to go in a Speedo.
Yeah.
What about this name? You recognize this?
Whoa!
Oh.
We need to isolate that.
Tell me if you recognize this name, Larry Marks.
Yep.
Larry Marks. Remember Larry Marks?
Larry Marks. I do know Larry Marks. I want to say he was a basketball player, right?
I think so. Maybe. Did he play both football and, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he was late 80s, early 90s, Larry Marks, if I'm thinking of the right guy.
Now, you're saying Marks or Marks?
Marks, M-A-R-K-S.
Now, is that the same person you're saying, Pat?
That's who comes to mind. He was a big guy that played basketball.
Gotcha.
It could be two.
Oh, somebody said Ron Farrow. He was 6'9". He was defensive end with me.
Pat played with some fellas that would have been some stud.
Did Corliss play basketball?
Football players.
Did Corliss play football at Russellville High School?
You would think he might.
His brother played for the Razorbacks. We all know that.
He did?
What?
Cool. I didn't know that.
Are you sure, Pat?
You're making stuff up again.
Pat, are you sure?
This is a Rainwater show.
He was up there when I was there.
I was thinking about Derek Hood would have been a stud wideout or maybe put some weight on him, maybe a big linebacker. I don't know, defensive end. But and then didn't you play with Allie Landry?
Hell yeah!
Well, you also played a little bit with Allie Landry out here, PB. But I was Allie Thompson.
Yeah, Allie.
He was pretty stocky, wasn't he?
He was pretty jacked up.
Yeah.
He was stocky. I played basketball with a kid named Brandon Davis out of Camden, I believe. And after basketball, he tried out for the Cleveland Browns. He was about 6'5", solid kid. So this is a crossover.
Here's one for you, Roger. Debbie Wyman of the Touchdown Club.
Hi, Debbie.
She says Robert Farrell. You know, Robert Farrell was a 6'5". Did he play basketball for the Razorbacks?
I thought he might have, but I mean,
he was a 6'5". He was a 6'5" receiver. Pat, did you know? Roger, just turn that.
So we're not gonna play.
No, we're gonna wait and get somebody on the show. We gotta up the ante. We gotta find somebody that's.
Nobody's calling for the draft.
Yeah, we gotta find somebody.
It's hot outside.
I know it's 106. 106. We may have to up the ante.
We may have to. We have any Corkies? Do we have any Moes?
6'6". Somebody said Matt Jones was a fantastic basketball player with the Razorbacks. I don't remember. I mean, how much did he contribute when he played? I can't remember how much he played.
Well, we blew, or there's no way he plays. back.
You think so? You think so?
He was a decent player.
No, I don't mean that. I mean,
I got you, for him to go out and have a
Yeah.
A lot of times when you see the football player coming to basketball, it's just they're a great athlete.
Antonio Gates is that one?
Antonio Gates.
He went from basketball to tight end.
He didn't play football at all, right? That's remarkable. That's pretty impressive.
Jimmy Graham didn't play football either.
That's who I was trying to think of. Yeah,
he just played basketball at Miami.
That's a great example.
He played football.
How talented he was. Do we have a deplorable guy?
He wants to play.
All right, very good. Here we go. Deplorable guy. Got to punch him up there, Raj.
Well, he's up.
Got to push that one. There we go. Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Let's do it. Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
I do not want the ticket.
But that's okay. You can play the game. You can play the game. Thank you. Just play the game.
I'm going to keep banking wins. I love it.
He's just banking wins.
If somebody else wants your ticket, take it.
All right. Give all of us a chance to get our word first, okay? And then you'll give us yours.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go. Today was a special day. If I say it, that will give away one of the clues here. I won't do it. But I'm going to use a word from one of our special national days today. Soft blank. So a lot of different directions.
Soft,
Pat. This is a PG show, Pat.
I think Justin and I will stay out of this game right now.
Christian, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm going to.
I got it.
Yeah. Okay, Roger, soft. You in? You got soft. Your answer?
Yes, I do now.
Justin, you have yours?
I've got two answers.
Yes.
Pat, are you good? You have your name yet or your answer yet?
I guess so. Something just popped in my head. I don't think anybody will get it, though.
Okay, it's okay. All right, deplorable guy, what's your answer?
Softball.
Softball. Very good answer. It makes sense.
It's a good one.
Very good.
Let's go to Pat. Pat, what did you have?
Summertime, I thought of soft serve.
Soft serve. And that is what today is, National Soft Serve Ice Cream Day, Pat. That's why I used that.
Oh. So
you didn't know that. Very good. All right, Justin Moore, what do you got?
I had soft tissue.
Oh, look at you.
Soft tissue.
Yeah. Things he's dealing with his family. They have soft tissue.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
I went deep tissue.
I like that.
All right, Roger. I said, Christian, what'd you have?
I have soft shell.
Soft shell turtle.
Okay, that
was part of it. I was thinking soft shell crab.
Yeah.
But you went soft shell turtle.
I was thinking soft shell crab.
Well, you know, Roger, we just went to the National Turtle Hospital.
Yeah, I've seen the soft shell
crab. Yeah, it's very, very popular. All right, Roger, what did you have?
I also went soft serve, Baz.
Very nice.
Wow. All right.
I had four answers as usual. I had soft shell. I had software, which nobody came up with that. Software.
What was the first one you had?
Soft shell.
Soft shell.
I had soft serve. And, of course, I had softball.
Yeah!
Of course, the purple guy. Let's do one more.
Let's do one more. You got nothing to lose.
Yeah, that's right. He's banking wins, as he says.
He's banking wins.
We're going to go with
Brandon LeCue is listening, so we'll have one of those soon.
Let's go first blank.
First blank. First blank. Well, that's a tough thing.
Several different directions you can go there.
I don't know if there is or not. unless somebody just goes T.
Do you have your answer, Raj?
No, I don't.
Kristen, do you have yours yet?
Justin, do you have yours? I got it now.
Yep.
Pat?
Yep, I got it.
All right, deplorable guy, what is your answer here? Playing with house money.
We go first base.
First take?
No, you said, I thought you said thirst.
First take.
What did he say first? I said first.
Did you say
first.
First. Yeah, I said first base.
Okay, sorry. I thought you said thirst, like thirsty.
No, are you saying first. Take, like Stephen A. Smith?
I think he's saying first base.
Yeah, spell it. Spell it to poor guys.
Like baseball.
First base.
Baseball.
Okay.
First base.
Roger, you went first thirst.
I swear, I thought you went first.
I'll give you a chance, Roger, first. So be thinking.
I thought when Roger said thirst and it rhymed with base, I thought I got to thinking, well, did he say Thursday?
I heard thirst. I swear to you, that's wild.
All right. Christian, what'd you have?
I had first blood.
First Blood.
Now, wait a minute. Remind me now.
The deplorable guy, what was your answer?
First Base.
Okay. Justin Moore, what'd you have? Which is great. First Base is a good one.
Yeah. Baz, you keep... Keep at it. You might get to first base one day.
Yes.
I had Firstborn.
Firstborn. Oh, wow. Very good. Yeah. That's very good. That's I did not have that one on my list. Roger, what did you have?
They drew First Blood, not me. They drew First Blood.
Is that what you had? Roger, that's it. First Blood. Yeah, very nice. All right. So I had two. And it was not base. They were not base. I had... First Lady.
Yeah.
And then I don't know where I got this one from. First Day.
No.
They drew First Blood.
First Day of class.
If it was the other word I thought you would have been, it would have been Thirst Quencher. There's
none of that. All right, Deplorable Guy. Great job, buddy.
Way to go, Deplorable. Way to go.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. We'll have a prize for you later.
Thank you very much. Pat, we appreciate you playing the game, buddy.
It's also National Potato Day, Pat. What is your go-to potato choice?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That old baked potato. I gotta do ton of butter. I mean, ton of butter. Just whap butter.
Do you put all the other stuff on there, Raj?
You know what? There is something about to say that I like chives.
You like chives?
I like chives.
You like cottage cheese?
You know what? Do I like cottage cheese?
I mean, is that what you put in there?
No. Sour cream.
Okay. No. I knew it was white. I don't eat it. Yeah, so okay, I get those mixed
there's
up.
So many other jokes I could give you. No. You know what? No. I don't know, twice baked and loaded and all that. I don't want a whole bunch of crap on it.
What did Justin cook for us when he did the steaks?
Listen, I love to eat the peel. I love to eat the skin of them.
What did Justin... Roger? Remember, we ate every drop of it.
They were terrible because I didn't allow them to set.
They were not terrible.
They were good. Yes, Pat.
There's one potato...
They were awful.
One potato dish that I want to make. And maybe Justin, you get a heads up on this when we come visit one of these days. They're called Hasselback potatoes. Have you ever seen these?
What were they?
They're called Hasselback potatoes.
Hasselback.
They're
Hasselback.
Right. So I don't think it came out there, but it almost looks like an accordion.
I've never heard that.
They like cut them and spread them out.
I've never heard of this.
We're still talking potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Pat, good
old taters,
great,
boy.
Great to have you even on a whizzy. Do want to thank Cabot Outdoors, who, obviously, Roger, we had a good time when we went out to their place.
Sure did.
I'm sure they're hoping the heat goes away at some point for all the outdoor work they do. And, of course, Bath Fitter. Our fine friends, who are based.
My son-in-law and daughter.
In a shower?
Yes. They're getting a new one put in, I think, now.
Yeah, Cabot Outdoors and Bath Fitter. The two-way player we know here at the Buds is Pat Bradley. Great option quarterback and the shooter, of course.
Yeah.
Three-point guy expertise. All right, buddy. Have a great day, man.
Thanks, Pistol. Sell out of your mother all fooling right, me.
Yeah, buddy. All right, 8:48. Don't go away. Don't forget Joe Nichols coming up at 9 o'clock.
It's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Woodrock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win, win, win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000 scholarships. Keep playing and win, win, winning, Arkansas. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Summer heat can wear you out now, but if you've been feeling drained, even when you're inside with the AC kicking, it might not be the heat, y'all. One in four men, that's 25% of us, y'all, we have low testosterone, and it affects energy, sex drive, motivation, mood, and a lot more. At Low T Center, you can book a free testosterone test and get real answers from experienced providers. Explore peptides and even get a jump on that summer body you've been looking for with GLP-1s. Look, go to fixmylowt.com right now to schedule a free testosterone test today. That's fixmylowt.com.
Hey, folks, it's Chris Zender, general manager of Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. Listen, we know times are tight, so we're working real hard to find affordability for you Buzz listeners. Check this out. Grand Cherokee starting at $33,997. Ram trucks up to $18,000 off. That's a 2026 model with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. We have Jeep Wranglers, the ultimate summer vehicle, up to $8,000 off. And the gasoline Chargers up to $7,000 off. Want to save at the pump? The new Jeep Cherokee gets an incredible 38 miles per gallon. Browse it all right now at FletcherDeals.com and get pre-approved fast at FletcherCredit.com or come see us today in Sherwood. We're at 5922 Warden Road. Thank you.
Time is running out on the summertime auto loan special at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Right now, qualified buyers can lock in auto loan rates as low as 1.776% on 2024, 25, and 26 year models. Doesn't matter if you're buying new for you, or refinancing your current auto loan. No payment until the fall with no payments due for the first 90 days, and financing up to 84 months is also available. Apply securely online at alcoacommunityfcu.org.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
This is Trey Schapp. Tune in each Friday morning at 5:30 right here on The Buzz as I bring you From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Really become one of my favorite songs, even though I've known it for years. But seeing it in that race movie, Roger, Spencer Davis Group, Give Me Some Lovin'. I think it's in another movie too, right? The one, Justin, you remember?
It's in Days of Thunder.
Days of Thunder. Yeah. That's where it reminded me.
Yeah.
I feel like it's in something else.
Yeah. Oh, I know what it is. I think it's in one of the sports movies. I could be wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe one of the football movies or something.
Hey, remember the Titans?
It could be, yeah. Crank it up, Roger.
I think.
Give me some love. Come on, come on, come on. By the way, speaking of sports, pretty cool thing, Justin, that Kate sent us this morning. So you've got two daughters that are dating boys that play at Poland football, and they apparently one of them was a quarterback and threw it to the other, who's a receiver, for a touchdown. Is that right?
Yeah.
How cool is that?
They had a scrimmage last night against, I think it was Jesseville, maybe, which was their first of the year.
I don't know when they actually start the regular season. It's got to be soon. But yeah, so Ken's boyfriend, Mason, his name's Mason Camp.
Yeah.
Really good kid, but really good athlete. He's good at every
starting
sport.
Starting at quarterback as a sophomore, is that right?
Yeah, how about that?
Wow,
yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah. So, and then Walker Smith, who that's Ella's boyfriend we had talked about last year. He's just really good athlete as well. Also a great kid.
Yeah. But, how cool is that?
Yeah. Very nice. It was pretty neat. Yeah.
You know what? That's what happened. You date my daughters. You play good football. You play, you do well every week is what you do.
I don't have to put the hammer down on them. They do it themselves. And if they don't, their parents are like me. So
yes.
me and Kate. So they need any extra motivation. They get it from the house. Roger, like ours do.
Roger, I did notice I noticed when he was, Justin Moore was on, Tracy Lawrence's podcast. They were talking about getting in trouble or doing something, and Justin did acknowledge, I did get thrown out of a basketball game.
He sure did. Eighth grade. He said eighth grade.
Yes, yeah, I got thrown out of a 8-year old basketball.
8-year old. That Tracy Lawrence is a nice guy. I can
that's
tell
a proud you. Moment. Yeah, Tracy's great. Yeah,
he's a good dude. Somebody said, "Remember the Titans." Here's the other one,
I don't
Roger.
I think it's in. Remember
it's Blues the Brothers. It's Blues yes, Brothers. It's that's Blue what Brothers. It is. What scene was it in Blues Brothers when they started it's playing?
When
this
they're
song?
Playing football.
No,
it's
no football
not.
Scene,
they're
no.
not playing football.
I think it's when they start. It's. I remember. It's.
It's usually used, Baz. If I'm not mistaken, when like if it were sports, and I think it was the same in Days of Thunder. I think you said Days of Thunder. Like when things are going really good, you know what I mean. Usually, it's when they're after the struggle. Rog, you can probably speak on that a little better than I can as an actor.
No, I know what you're saying. No, I mean,
you know what I'm talking about. When they show like the middle of the season where they rattle off six or seven or eight wins in a row or whatever. Yes.
That's an intelligent term. Where they go on to show victories.
I tell you, that movie, which I saw for the first time. Days of Thunder. I'd not seen that. That's when that song started cranking up, and they're showing them driving around. Yeah. It was a perfect match. Talking about what we're talking.
Did
about.
Did you like that
the
movie?
By the way,
I did. I'd watch it again.
You did every damn thing else out there.
I think I was working and watching at the same time. But that's what we're talking about.
Robert Duvall's great.
Robert Duvall's great. Is that you mix music with video or whatever, it really adds to it.
Again, it takes your mind off the Illuminati.
When we come back and visit with Joe Nichols, somebody sent me the numbers on Matt Jones as a Razorback basketball player. He played more than I remember.
Right.
We'll hit that when we get
back. I want to say he might have started at one point
Is he the most prominent, the most successful two-way player?
The Hawks?
I don't know. Yeah. Monk was pretty good.
I can't remember.
He was pretty... That's right. I think Monk started, too, if I'm not mistaken.
We'll pull up Monk's numbers as well. All right, don't go away. It's 9 o'clock here on Morning Mayhem.
While the government just keeps releasing old grainy UFO videos, the evidence at Guatney Buick GMC is undeniable.
This is Penny Cobb Burkhalter. The deal's just landed, and they're the biggest we've disclosed.